So what happened after the boat sank?
I was alone. And then something very swift and frightening moved by me.
A walrus saved your life?
The walrus is far more evolved than any man I've ever known.
There, there. It'll be all right, Mr. Tuff.
Why are you doing this?
Are you really mourning your humanity?
Okay, here's the deal. Kevin Smith tries to break out of his wheelhouse with Tusk, and he manages to do so for about 70% of the movie. Sadly, the last half hour is such an epic mess of confusion and silliness that it negates the first part of the film, which is a surprisingly effective body horror movie in the vein of 1970s-era David Cronenberg. Tusk tells the story of a foul-mouthed podcaster who travels to Canada to interview a man about his time at sea. However, soon he becomes the man's prisoner, subjected to grisly surgeries to turn him into a monster. Unlike most of Smith's films, this has some brilliant cinematography and an extremely eerie setup. His protagonist is too unpleasant to be fully effective as a horror movie victim, but for the most part, he sets up the film well. Then comes the ending, which is so ridiculous and silly that it ceases to be a horror film and becomes a farce of itself. Tusk gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.